From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There are reports the White House will cancel plans to build a missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. The decision would reflect a U.S. determination that Iran's long-range missile program has not progressed as rapidly as previously estimated, reducing the threat to the U.S. and Europe. The Bush administration had pushed hard for the defense shield, angering Russia in the process. An apartment in suburban Denver was the focus of an investigation that law enforcement tells NPR is one of the most sensitive terrorism probes in years. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
FBI agents and police evacuated an entire building while they searched a third-floor apartment. It's believed to be the most recent home of Najibullah Zazi, a 24-year-old who's apparently at the center of the investigation. Nick Mastriana lives two floors below the apartment that was searched.
You know, they had to lock down the whole place and no one's allowed in or out, and they had, like, K-9 units and hazmat suits and everything that had to come in and check the building.
It's not clear why investigators executed a search warrant now. FBI Director Robert Mueller has said he believes there's no imminent danger associated with the case. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
A court in China has sentenced four men to up to 15 years in prison for using a syringe to attack a woman in the volatile region of Xinjiang. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Four Uyghur men were given between 8 and 15 years in prison. The court had found them guilty of stabbing a pedestrian with a syringe. On Saturday, the court sentenced three other people to up to 15 years in prison over the attacks. And just yesterday, China announced it had smashed a bomb-making ring which had been planning suicide attacks in Xinjiang. Just 2 weeks ago, tens of thousands of Han Chinese demonstrated in Xinjiang, criticizing the local government over the syringe attacks. That massive show of dissatisfaction came 2 months after ethnic rioting pitted Han Chinese against Turkic-speaking Uyghurs, leaving almost 200 people dead. Experts say the speed of the trials and harsh sentences seem designed to try to calm widespread public panic among Han Chinese over public security in Xinjiang. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Police in Connecticut say they expect to make an arrest soon in the case of the killing of a student at Yale University. The woman's body was found on Sunday, stuffed behind a basement wall in an animal research lab. Police have said they are awaiting results of DNA tests on evidence taken from a research technician at the lab. He was detained as a person of interest and released with no charges filed. Author Dan Brown's first novel since his mega-selling The Da Vinci Code sold more than a million copies by the end of Tuesday, its first day on the market, and that's according to the publisher Doubleday. The total for Brown's new title, The Lost Symbol, includes pre-publication orders. This is NPR News. Actor Henry Gibson has died. He was 73 years old. Gibson became famous to two generations for two different television shows. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
The soft-spoken, elfin actor was a beloved regular on the 60s hit Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, where cast and even guests regularly instructed him to go away with a signature phrase. Here, visitor Greer Garson does the honors.
Oh, Mrs. Garson, it's been so great having you on the show. I just adore you.
Well, it's very sweet of you, Henry. And now I'll tell you something. Bug off, little fella.
After Laugh-In, Gibson had character roles in several movies. He returned to television as Judge Clark Brown in the drama Boston Legal. Henry Gibson died at his home in Malibu on Monday. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Folk music lovers everywhere are remembering Mary Travers today.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary died yesterday at age 72. She had leukemia. In the 1960s, the folk trio earned five Grammy Awards for their three-part harmonies on enduring songs such as Blowing in the Wind, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and If I Had a Hammer. Travers said the group's best-known songs endured because they touched what she called a universal core in people. The chief executive of World Wrestling Entertainment has launched a challenge to Connecticut Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd. Linda McMahon is going after the Republican nomination for the seat. She's resigned her position at World Wrestling to do so. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.